Welcome to the Shamanic Flow Podcast, a journey into healing space to feel the radiant sacredness of your body and root deeply into Mother Earth. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to connect you with archetypal goddesses and the natural world through yoga and shamanic Reiki practices that reveal the capable healer you are when you flow as your authentic self. The world needs healers, so let's get started. Wherever you're listening today, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchored in, nourished, nurtured. You are here. The time is now. With gratitude and awe, let's call in the primal elements of life and their spiritual qualities to support our work today. We give thanks and call to the element air, to hawk and crow, and all the winged beings. Please teach us to soar above the mundane, to see the bigger picture, to consider many points of view, and to practice discernment. Remind us to breathe deeply and to always spiral higher with keen vision. We give thanks and call to the element water, to fish and frog, and all who swim in shallows and depths. Please help us to flow with the currents of life and our own emotions. Remind us of the cleansing and healing available to us always, and the pleasures of being embodied. We give thanks and call to the element fire, to salamander and snake. Please teach us the way of letting go of what we have outgrown and to move fearlessly into the wild holiness of change and transformation. Guide us to the full knowledge of our own power and bring us to our highest integrity. We give thanks and call to the element earth, to black bear, to our ancestors, and to all who slumber in the dark of winter. Please teach us to feel abundant, to be nourished by color and laughter, to know gratitude, and to honor all life. Connect us with the goodness and wisdom of our ancestors. Help us to be bold, to dare, to move forward into the fullness of the vision of those who came before us. Sweet Mother Earth, Gaia, Pachamama, our ancient and first ancestor. Thank you for the gifts that you give every single day. Thank you for the bodies that we have inherited from you. Thank you for this place we call home, for our sense of connection, for our sense of belonging, for support and restoration as we explore this existence. May we always walk upon you with gratitude, respect, and gentleness. Thank you, Pachamama. Father Sun and Grandmother Moon, star beings, please shine your light upon us. Thank you for your wisdom and guidance, for helping us to navigate days and nights and all the cycles of life. Thank you for your protection and motivation that we might be held well in our work. Thank you for helping us to grow taller towards you and for helping to illuminate the way. Thank you, star beings. We each individually call to our guides, whether we know you or not. Please join us in this space to infuse our work with the flow of living energy for the highest good of all beings. So as this podcast comes out, we're moving into the full flower moon, 29th of May. The moon is full in Sagittarius. I've been working this moon cycle with the goddess Aphrodite. And in my last podcast, I talked about how she was coming through to me as this heart-affirming goddess and how she was helping me to stand in my own power. As I further explore Aphrodite, I've switched my focus a little bit to her ocean origins and her relationship with water. The water element in our bodies is tied to our emotions, and the goddess of love and beauty is certainly one that invokes emotions. One of the other things that she offers to us is the ability to be cleansed and to heal through the waters of life. And as I work with her, I've noticed that there are things that are starting to fall away, and I'm looking forward to finishing this moon cycle with her by bringing in her cleansing qualities to help wash away those things that I'm letting go of so that I can be more radiant in my own authentic self. I'm so blessed to be able to participate in so many earth honoring and healing practices through my yoga studio, True North Yoga, and through the work that I do virtually. And speaking of virtual, coming up for this full moon on the evening of the 29th, I'll be offering our full moon virtual circle for my Facebook group, the Shamanic Flow Circle. If you haven't joined, I invite you to look us up on Facebook and to join the circle. I'll also leave the link in the show notes. And then coming up this week, I'll be offering one of my favorite workshops to offer to people who come to our yoga studios. And that's the Restorative Yoga, Reiki, and Yoga Nidra workshop, where participants get to rest on bolsters in restorative poses while I give them Reiki. And then we finish with a beautiful Yoga Nidra practice for emotional and energetic healing. I'm also looking forward to this weekend completing the water module of the Energetics of Yoga Advanced Yoga Teacher Training. With this group, we've been working on our subtle body, yin yoga, the chakras, the meridians, all these wonderful things. And our completion involves a beautiful ceremony of commitment to bring the practices I've taught into the world. Following weekend, I'll be offering a shamanic healing workshop that's open to anyone. And it's wonderful to be able to bring these practices to people and allow them to experience them for themselves and let them take them home and continue to practice. And then we'll be welcoming the new moon with a red tent temple in my Keen Valley studio location and a goddess circle in my Schoon Lake location, honoring the divine feminine. And it'll be a wonderful way to close out my work with Aphrodite. Feeling into Aphrodite's water element made me think of an issue that's unfortunately come back to light here in the Adirondacks and all around our country and beyond its borders. When I was a kid in the 70s, acid rain was a thing. We heard about it a lot. And in the Adirondacks, many small lakes were poisoned by the acid rain. Acid rain is any kind of precipitation that has high levels of nitric and sulfuric acid. The biggest causes are coal-burning power plant factories and our cars. Many lakes, streams, and wetlands have become very acidic due to this acid rain. And they absorb aluminum from the soil, which makes the water toxic to fish. It damages forests at higher elevations, especially as the trees and plants are less able to withstand cold, insects, and disease due to absorbing that water and the aluminum. We've been fighting acid rain since the 90s because the Clean Air Act has put limits on how much fossil fuels we can burn and what their emissions are like. Those small Adirondack lakes have been slowly recovering, and emissions are down by almost 50% since the Clean Air Act was put into place. The current administration in the United States is trying to gut the Clean Air Act. Even though New York State is eliminating all the coal plants within the next few years, and there aren't very many left here. The thing about air is there are no borders. The air, the clouds, travel. So we can't protect New York State unless everyone is helping to eliminate the acid rain. So I ask you, as you consider the environmental impacts of burning coal and even running our cars, can you make a pledge to call your representatives, both locally and in Congress, and ask them to help protect the Clean Air Act, to do what they can on a local level, and to push for federal standards to remain. And I'd also ask you to consider ways that you can reduce how much you use your fossil fuel burning car and where the electricity comes from to charge your electric car. And how can you reduce your usage in a small way to help curb the acid rain and save the lakes in the Adirondack and all the fish and other aquatic animals that live in them. As I've been releasing so many things through my work with Aphrodite, it feels like toxins and emotions and all kinds of things are coming to the surface. to fall away. And that leaves me feeling like I am impure, like I need to be cleansed. And I've been enjoying a visualization that's really helped me to feel like what is stuck, what's right there on the surface, is being washed away. So I'd like to share that with you now. Go ahead and get comfortable where you are, whether you're sitting or lying down. If you're driving, save this for later. When you get comfortable, close your eyes. Become aware of your breath. And with each exhale, let the mundane world fall away and turn further inward. In your mind's eye, see yourself walking on a path in the woods. As you walk down the path, you come to a place where there are two trees. They look like twins, one on either side of the path, about 3 feet apart. These are the gateway trees. As you walk to these trees, pause when you get between them and feel or sense your hands reaching out to touch both trees. Feel the energy of the trees. You say to yourself, "And so I arrive." Release the trees and step forward on the path. It's a little different here. You've moved into sacred space. And even though you've come through the gateway and into the sacred space, you feel that you're contaminated with the world's energy. The impurities and corruptions of the internal worlds are nagging at you. You feel almost like you have a disease. Your skin isn't clear, your eyes aren't clear. You don't hear acutely. You've picked up the cares of the world, and you have not yet been purified. Moving a little further down the path, you see before you a sparkling waterfall cascading down from a mountain so high you can't see the top. The waterfall contains the full spectrum, all the colors of the rainbow within its waters. You can feel that some of your chakras have become blocked by what you're carrying. So you drop your clothes and you step naked into the colored waterfall. As you stand there with the warm, cleansing waters rushing over your body, you feel your mind, your heart, and your soul being purified, just like your body. You begin to notice spirit. You feel love in your heart. And your soul rises up to meet the source of living energy. Stay in this waterfall just a little bit longer, feeling the spiritual energy returning to your body. And when your being is full of this beautiful living energy, and those things that you are ready to let go of have washed away, you step out of the rushing waterfall and into a warm white robe. You know that you'll ever remember the feeling of the flow of life and that you can live life now in successive moments, present. Feel yourself coming back to your physical body as the waterfall fades away. Drink a glass of pure, clear water and let that cleanse your soul. And let each glass of water remind you of that beautiful flow and the cleansing that's available to you. In the water module of the Advanced Energetics of Yoga teacher training program that I lead, we explore yin yoga as a way to access an understanding of the meridians and how the subtle body is affected by yoga practice. The meridians that are directly related to the flow of water in the body are the lung, urinary bladder, and kidney meridian. I invite you to join me in a short yin-inspired yoga practice that's especially geared towards those three meridians. If you'd like to join me and you need to pause to get to someplace to do that and unroll your yoga mat, please do. I invite you to have a blanket or a cushion available in case you need it during this practice so that you can be comfortable. When your mat is unrolled, sit down with your knees bent, your feet on the floor, and then drop your knees open to the sides and bring the soles of your feet together into Baddha Konasana, bound angle pose, or as it's called in yin yoga, butterfly pose. Draw your heels in towards your pelvis just as far as is comfortable for you, avoiding any strain. Let your hands rest on your ankles or feet and very gently flutter your knees up and down. They don't have to be big, don't have to be fast. Just making some movement in the hips, noticing how it feels. You might notice that one hip is a little tighter than the other today. Keep your back long and tall. And as you flutter just a little bit more, begin to notice your breath, the flow in and out. Pause in your fluttering. Keep your hands where they are. Inhale your spine a little bit taller. And as you exhale, hinge from your hips and bring your heart forward towards your toes. Stop at the first place you meet resistance. There's no place you have to get to. Relax your shoulders. Let the tension melt out of your shoulders. And deepen your breath. Drawing breath in through your nose and bringing it down into your belly. And then exhale. Release the breath back out through your nose. Slowing the breath down. Watching the breath. As you also observe what's happening in your body. Noticing any subtle sensations. Are there places where you're holding that you could let go of? Notice those. Take another breath. And as you inhale, gently lift your heart. Lift your right knee. Move your right leg out into a straddle and extend it out onto the floor. Flex your right foot so the back of your heel rests down on the floor. And draw your left foot in a little bit closer to your right thigh. if you feel like you're sitting more into one sitting bone, you might put a blanket underneath the opposite hip so that you feel secure and balanced. Inhale your spine tall, and as you exhale, turn your heart to the right. Little quarter turn, so you're looking down your right leg at your foot. Place your hands on either side of your right leg. Inhale your spine a little bit taller, and as you exhale, hinge forward over your right leg, walking your hands forward, again, not going too far, just to the place where you begin to notice the sensation of the pose. You may feel a little stretch in your hip, perhaps in the back of the right thigh. You may also notice some opening happening in the left side of your waist as your rib cage turns around to the right. Relax your shoulders again and take a few breaths here. Keep your breath deep but easy. Nothing forced. Nothing has to be big. Notice again any sensations that arise, not just physical, but what emotions start to come up to the surface as you hold. What thoughts start to rise up in your consciousness. Take another breath here. On your next inhale, lift your heart, walk your hands in, and turn to face forward. Drop your right hand down inside your right leg, turning your palm out so the back of your hand finds the inside of your leg. Turn your heart a quarter turn to the left so that your left shoulder begins to line up with the right arm and right leg. As you take your next breath in, lift your left arm up over your head, reach through your fingers, and with an exhale, bend to the right, sliding your right hand down the inside of your leg as you reach up and over with your left arm. Relax your left elbow so your arm starts to drape over your head and reach your left fingers towards your right toes. At the same time, energetically reach your toes towards your left fingers as if they were connected by a string. Roll your left shoulder back slightly. Keep your heart open. Take another breath here. Inhale, come slowly up out of your side bend, and exhale, release your left hand down. Heart coming forward. Bend your right knee. Slide your foot back to the floor, and then start to walk your right foot to the left until you're crossing your right leg over the left leg, stacking your knees. Draw your left foot a little bit more towards your right hip and your right foot towards your left hip, coming into yin shoelace pose. You can rest your hands on your feet and sit tall. Notice what the sensations are like here. If one hip feels very lifted and it's making you wobbly, again, you might tuck a blanket or a cushion underneath that hip. And if you've got lots of sensation here, stay here, find your breath to go a little bit deeper with it. Inhale your spine tall. And as you exhale, lean forward so your belly starts to come towards your right thigh. You don't have to go far, just to that place where you begin to observe sensation. It's fine if there's space between your knees. Let your body be as it is. And whatever comes up for you, let that be also. Deepen your breath. Again, noticing how your body is responding to these poses. On your next breath in, lift your heart if you went forward. And then lift your right knee off of the left. Walk your right foot around and then swing your right foot around behind your right hip and drop your knee down so that it lands on the floor just behind your left foot. And you can leave space between your left foot and your right knee, or you can slide the top of your knee right into the sole of your foot. So your legs are making a pinwheel shape. Begin to turn your upper body to the left, either over your knee or going a little bit further over the left thigh. Bring your hands down to the floor on the left side. Inhale your spine tall again, and as you exhale, begin to fold down. You can walk your hands out, stay on your hands, if that's where the sensation is, or go a little bit deeper by dropping down onto your forearms, or you can relax down even further by putting a little bend into your elbows, stacking your hands, resting your forehead on your hands, or even bringing your forearms one on top of each other and resting on your forearms. Notice the sensations. In which hip are you noticing the stretch? Breathe deeply. Become aware of the way the breath moves in the back of your body. Take a few more breaths. One last deep inhale, slow exhale. And as you inhale, walk your hands in. When you're upright, lift your right knee. Walk your right foot back over to the left foot. Drop your right knee out to the side so the soles of the feet are touching. Just pausing here for a moment in butterfly to notice any sensation, particularly down the right side and the right hip and the right thigh. Take a moment just to notice. Lift your left knee. Walk your left foot a little bit out so that you start to straddle that leg, and then send your leg all the way out onto the floor. Flex your foot and rest the back of your heel on the floor. Inhale your spine tall. And as you exhale, turn your heart to the left so that you're looking down your left leg and place your hands on the floor on either side of that leg. Take another breath in to lengthen your spine. And as you exhale, hinge forward over your left leg and walk your hands forward towards your foot. You might walk up an inch. You might walk close to your foot. It doesn't matter. Where do you feel the sensations of this pose? Be sure to make any adjustments you need to with your blanket or cushion so that you feel you're sitting tall, strong, and stable. Find your breath. As you take your next breath in, lift your heart. Come slowly back up to sitting. and turn your heart forward. Bring your left hand down inside of your left leg so that the back of your hand is on the inside of your leg. Rotate your heart a quarter turn to the right. Inhale your right arm up over your head, reaching up through the right side. And as you exhale, bend your torso to the left so that your left hand starts to slide down the inside of your leg. Drape your right arm over your head and energetically reach your right fingers towards your left toes towards your right fingers. So there's that energetic line between them. Roll your right shoulder back. Open your heart wide. Feel the lengthening up through the right side. Send a breath down into your right lung. Feel how the inhale helps to create some expansion there. As you take your next breath in, slowly bring your body upright, reaching up through your right fingers, and then exhale your right hand down to the floor. Bend your left knee. Walk your left foot in front of your right knee and over towards your right hip so that your knee crosses on top of the right knee. Draw your right foot a little closer to your left hip. Adjust your blanket or cushion if necessary, and sit tall with your hands resting on your feet. Notice the sensation here in shoelace, remembering that it can be different from side to side. If you'd like to get a little more sensation here, inhale your spine long. And as you exhale, hinge from your hips, moving forward, bringing your belly towards your left thigh just until you begin to notice sensation. Avoid strain and give yourself permission to back up if you get there. Relax your shoulders. Come back to your breath. As you follow the breath in and out, can you feel the movement of the breath in your body? Notice what else comes to the surface. Find another breath, deep and slow. On your next breath in, lift your heart if you went forward. Lift your left knee off the right, move your foot forward in front of your right knee, and then slide that foot all the way around behind the left hip. Drop your knee forward towards your right foot, and place it down on the floor so it's behind your foot or with the top of your knee right up against the sole of your foot. Once you've got that pinwheel shape in your legs, you can turn your heart either over your right knee or a little bit more over the right thigh. Bring your hands down to the floor there. Inhale, get a little taller. And exhale, walk out to fold down over your knee or thigh, staying on your hands with your shoulders relaxed or dropping to your forearms or getting lower by stacking your hands or your forearms, elbows bent out to the side and resting your head. Connecting again with your breath. Notice where the sensations are here. Feel into it. What thoughts come to the surface as you're holding these poses, as your body gets quiet? When we do a more yang style practice, we spend most of our time going in and out of the poses and focusing on alignment. When we get into a yin style practice, we get to sit with the poses. We get to notice, what is this trigger for me? What's opening up? Take another breath. On your inhale, walk your hands in to lift your heart. Turn forward. Lift your left knee. Walk your left foot next to the right. Drop both knees open so the soles of the feet touch. And again, pause here in butterfly pose just to notice how things feel. How does your left hip feel? How does your right hip feel? No judgment, no expectations, just observing what's true for you right now. Bring your hands underneath your knees, draw your knees towards each other, and swing around onto your hands and knees. This is another good place to use your blanket or your cushion. You might put it underneath your knees, especially if they're sensitive. And then align your knees under your hips and your hands under your shoulders. Spread your fingers. With your next inhale, draw your heart forward through your arms. Let your belly sink toward the floor and your tailbone lift slightly. And as you exhale, round your back. Drop your head and your tailbone. Inhale, draw your heart forward, sink down. And exhale, round, lifting the mid-back toward the ceiling. And continue a few more of these with your breath, releasing your spine. Notice, where are the places that feel held or tight or stuck? We don't have to fix them. Just notice where they are. Take two more cycles of breath, inhaling the heart forward and the tailbone up, exhaling to round the back, making that dome shape. One more time, inhale the heart through and exhale round. Come back to a neutral spine. Slide your right knee up to right behind your right wrist. And swing your foot over underneath your left hip. Walk your left leg back, extending it long behind you until your hips come close to the floor. Press your hands down and forward and gently draw the left hip point toward the left hand. Just a micro movement so that the hips are squared with the front edge of your mat. And then notice, is one hip falling to the floor? Lift that up and you might tuck your blanket or cushion underneath that hip so that your hips stay square. Inhale, draw your heart forward as if you were starting a cat roll, doing that cow shape. And then as you exhale, release your body forward. And just like when we were doing our deer or animal stretch pose, you can stay on your hands, you can drop to your forearms, or you can come down with your head on the floor, on your hands or on your forearms. Relax your shoulders. Ease the right hip back and the left hip forward. Just enough to keep them squared. Notice the sensations. Come back into your breath. Let each breath in pigeon pose help you to notice where the holding is happening. And as you take each exhale in this pose, what can you let go of? As we get deep into the second chakra, the hip space, notice what comes up for you. What are the thoughts? What are the feelings? What's coming to the surface? Take another breath. Bring your hands under your shoulders and inhale, lift your heart. And when you can put some weight onto your right knee, curl your left toes under and start to walk that leg forward until you can come back to your hands and knees, sliding your right knee back underneath your right hip. And then send your right leg back, put your toes down, press back through your heel, just for a moment to allow the knee to release. Bring your right knee back underneath your right hip so you come back into table pose. Bring your left knee to your left wrist. Move your left foot underneath your right hip and then walk your right leg back, extending it back long behind you, toes pointing back. Use your hands for support, heart lifted a little bit. Drop the hips down as low as is comfortable for you. Ease the right hip forward slightly. Moving the left hip back, squaring to the front of the mat, and adjust any cushioning that you need to so that your hips stay level with the floor. Perhaps supporting underneath your left hip if you tend to drop into it. Take another breath in, bringing the heart through the arms, lifting. And as you exhale, fold forward. Remember, you can stay on your hands, just walking them forward a little bit. You can drop to your forearms or you can come really low. Maybe your heart melts all the way down onto the floor. Support your head on your hands or on your forearms. Keep squaring the hips. And again, come back to your breath. Observe the sensations in your body. Welcome those places of discomfort. If there's strain, move out of your pose until you come inside of that edge. Feel your body. Feel your breath. Feel your emotions. Think your thoughts. Let them all be and just notice what is. If judgment comes up, let it go. We're working with Aphrodite. Let your thoughts be affirming. And those that aren't can just drift away. Take another breath. Inhale. Walk your hands in. Curl your right toes under. Move your right knee forward. And when you've got that knee underneath you, move your left knee back underneath your hips and then through. Stretch your leg behind you, curl your toes under, press your heel back, feel your knee straighten. Release your knee down underneath your hip. Walk your hands towards your knees. Drop your hips to one side of your feet. Swing your legs around. and then roll yourself down onto your back. Draw your knees over your chest. Hug them, holding your shins or behind your knees. You can rock a little bit from side to side. Notice what's going on in your body after the pigeon. Make your knees a little bit wider. Keep hugging them towards your shoulders. Keeping your knees reaching towards your shoulders, release your legs, bring your arms around to the insides of your legs. Turn your palms out towards your legs and slide your hands from the inside of the sole of your foot over the top of the sole of the foot and see if you can hook the outside. If that's not available for you, you can grab your big toes or your ankles. Lift your heels up and out. So the knees stay bent down toward the shoulders and the feet come up over the knees with the feet flexed and the soles of the feet facing the ceiling. Happy baby pose. Gently draw down on the soles of your feet so that your knees come down toward the outsides of your shoulders just a little bit more. Press your tailbone down into the floor and take just a couple more breaths here. Feeling the sensations. Take another breath. Gently begin to bring your heels in and down towards your pelvis. Slide your hands off of your feet. Draw your knees towards each other. Give them another little hug. Hold on to your right knee. Stretch your left leg out onto the mat. Put your left hand on your knee and open your right arm out to the right side. Anchor your right shoulder, and as you exhale, draw your knee across your body to the left. Your right hip comes up off the floor, but your right shoulder stays down. Roll your chin to the right, looking away from your knee, and take a few breaths in your twist. Breathing down the right side, noticing any space that's there. How does your right hip feel? What's the sensation that's there? Take another breath. As you inhale, bring your knee back to center. Bring your left knee in to meet your right. Give it a hug. Hold your left knee and stretch your right leg out onto the mat. With your right hand on your knee, open your left arm out to the side. Press your left shoulder down gently so it stays on the floor. As you exhale, guide your left knee over to the right side, rolling up onto the right hip, and feeling into any space down the left side. If it's comfortable for your neck, roll your chin to the left. Again, find your breath. Notice what's here for you now in the left hip and the left side body. Inhale, bring your knee back to center. Draw your right knee up to meet the left. Give both knees a hug. And then release your legs out onto the floor. You can modify your position for final relaxation. Maybe that blanket or cushion goes under your knees. And then relax your arms open. Turn your palms up. Relax your hips. Let your feet splay open. Close your eyes. Scan your body and notice what's come to the surface. What have you released? Imagine again that waterfall pouring over you to wash away all those things you were ready to let go of. Feel your breath return to its natural rhythm. And I'll leave you here. You can stay as long as you'd like, enjoying Savasana. Acknowledging the divine light that shines in all beings, that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.